into danger.
Yes, hello there, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Podcasters with Attitude, the Power Rangers Review Podcast. It is Wade and Burke here, taking a look at the Rangers Leap of Faith. More continuing story plots.
Yay!
Oh, so good. So, let's just keep switching off here. It's your turn, Burke, to tackle this episode.
So, we start with a very lengthy recap of what happened last episode because, oh my god, a lot happened.
A lot.
I think the episode itself is only 18 minutes because of how much we had to recap. So, we're reaching critical mass of plot here, folks. That's not a bad thing. So, basically, long and short of it is, Andros has to keep his sister shackled up in, by the warp core while they go to ludicrous speed to get to the Emerald Planet, where Sordon is being held at the Green Zone. None of these things are wrong, for the record.
No.
Okay, we get some family bonding time between Andros and... Jesus Christ, I'm just thinking about something. We get some family bonding time, and then they undo her bonds, and then she puts everyone else in bonds, and then they undo their bonds and put her back in bonds, and then she undoes her bonds. It's a whole thing, you see. Because she's got to pretend that she's captured them, when really she's luring them into a trap that they don't know is a trap, but she knows is a trap, but she might not know is a trap. I don't know. Anyways, I have completely ruined my entire composure. They arrive at the planet, and they realize, well, actually, TJ realizes, this isn't feeling right. Let's get out of here. So they try to get out of there, and then they get hit with lightning, and then a whole bunch of those mooks start forming from the... Oh, wait, no. No, that's wrong episode. Anyways, so they land on the planet and they find this Piranatrons. Holy crap. So they find the Piranatrons and they go chasing down and Dark Conda shows up. He attacks the Rangers. Ashley throws herself at him. Then the other Rangers do. Andros gets pretty badly wounded because the in-space powers suck. And, Astronomer shows up and she helps him out. She drags him over to Zordon and Zordon's like, oh, Andros, it's been such a long time. I had nearly forgotten that you were such a fool, Jew. It's a trap.
It's a trap.
It's a trap.
It was Dark Spectre. He was appearing as Zordon?
I guess.
I don't know. Anyways, so Dark Spectre's he basically just tells Andros to go take a flying leap, and then orders Astronomer to kill Andros, and then he's out of there because these Rangers are not worth his time. They got nothing he wants. They're not a threat. They're nothing. So Astronomer steps forward to kill the Rangers. Dark Honda shows up with the other Rangers. We get some very tense moments. Oh, also Ecliptor, tries to buy time for Astronomer, but gets really badly wounded. Wait, no, that's not yet. Never mind.
No, that's pretty much this time.
Yeah, but it's not just yet. Because first, Astronomer backstabs Darkonda for a change, and saves the Rangers, and they go running off. Ecliptor gets in the way of, you know, Darkonda and all that, but gets stabbed in the back. And it's a pretty nasty injury, too. You get to see circuitry and crap. So, they're going back to the ship. And Darkonda shows up again to, you know, take them down. And then out of nowhere, Ecliptor shows up again and blows up Darkonda with his eye beams. Because when it comes to choosing between his daughter and his army, he goes with his daughter every time.
He's a family man.
He single-handedly holds off most of the rest of the Piranatrons, but gets captured as a result. And the Rangers get away with Astronema, who finally gets rid of that ugly, ugly wig. Screw you, Wade. Bye-bye, wig.
Wig.
And they all have a happy, happy, happy ceremony.
Joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy.
I was thinking about that. They all have a happy time welcoming Astronema into the ship. Spoilers for the next episode. Astronema isn't sure if they welcome her yet, and then they do the exact same thing over again.
Yeah. Yeah. They gotta recap it in case you haven't watched the last episode.
Except they don't even recap it. They just repeat themselves.
Same difference.
Whatever.
So this episode has... it's so good.
Yeah.
But it's a little bit thick with the questionable status of Astronema.
Yeah.
As in, it's at the beginning, it's like, oh, it looks like she's good. And then we see, like, oh, but there's a couple catches to it. And TJ's like, you know, I don't trust you. And it's like, oh, maybe she's bad. And then it's like, oh, okay, we got in just fine. She's good. But, oh, no, it looks like a trap because of the spaceships, the Velocifier escorts, and the, when they crash land. It's like, oh, and she escapes. She's probably evil. Then she leaves in a Zordon. Oh, she's good. But it was Dark Spectre. Oh, she's evil. But then she saves them. Yay, she's good. But not before trying to kill them to fool somebody. It's really thick with all these heel face turns.
Face heel turns. God, that is your term!
Yeah.
That's like if you screwed up K-fab.
K-fabe.
K-fab.
Fabe.
The most fabulous of us all.
Yeah, the heel and face turns are just thick in this episode. It's more turns than Big Show has in his career, which is like 37 times. It's ridiculous.
See, I thought you were actually going to make a joke there. You didn't. Like,
I don't know. In the WWE thread, we've been talking about that because Big Show turned heel again. For like the 80th time.
Still wrestling?
Oh, yeah, he's still wrestling. Again, he debuted, what was that? Halloween Havoc 95?